This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It's been a while since I had this gentleman on here, but I'm glad to get him tonight. And joining me now is writer David Kodrey, one of the best analytical minds out there today. How are you doing today, sir?
Bill, always great to be on the program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. As a matter of fact, I told David today, I said, David, I don't ever use your stuff anymore on my show just because I try to have you on the show and it's better to. But I see something here that I missed that really sort of, and you've asked the question in the article. I don't know how we all missed this. Tell me about the Denver Accord, if you would, please.
Oh, is that, did that one finally make it out? I hadn't seen that it had made it out yet. So
it's at the very top of the page. It's at the very top of the page on Ammo Land right now.
Gotcha. Okay, because they just published the other one last night, so they're getting around. Yeah, it's this group of gun grabbers that have mysterious funding from somewhere, and they've been out there for a couple of years now. They've been out there since 2019, and they've just got this laundry list, this wish list of gun grabs that almost equate to the end game of total disarmament. Doesn't quite get there, but almost. And I was surprised that this came and went, and I didn't see anything about it, and I didn't see too many people commenting on it when it first came out. And my feeling is because what they want to say is premature. I'm reminded of when Eric Holder, early on in his tenure as Attorney General, talked about floating a quote-unquote assault weapons ban, but they weren't ready to discuss that yet because Fast and Furious hadn't, you know, finally morphed into what it was they were trying to get it to morph into, a call and a demand and a way to gin up demand for Americans to accept the banning of semi-automatic weapons. And so this is a group that's been around, and it's now all of a sudden started being resurrected. I've seen different people on the Internet talking about it, different articles on it, different people making videos about it. And so I looked into it, and what I did was I basically took their principles and policies and went down the list for what it is they want to do, what it is that it means, and then started trying to track down who these people are and who's behind them. So that's the crux of the article.
Did you find out who's behind them?
Well, I know a name of the principal behind it, and he has been a writer for The Trace, which presents itself as a gun violence journalism project that just happens to have been funded with seed money from billionaire Michael Bloomberg. So we know that those associations are there, but in terms of what kind of money this guy has to work with now, there's another site I go to, Bill. It's called GuideStar, and GuideStar is a nonprofit analysis website. And what they do is every nonprofit that's registered as a 501c3 or a 501c4 is on there. and they tell you, you know, who's behind it. They post the tax forms that they file. Okay.
Right.
And the last tax form I saw from a couple of years ago, it was not very much money. It was only like $127,000, okay, which isn't much for a national nonprofit that's getting all kinds of press and says that they have 41 different groups that they're affiliated with. Now, what they did for 2020 and what they're going to do for 2021 and who's giving it to them right now, I don't know, because that information isn't, you know, readily available. So it's just something that we're going to have to keep our eyes on. But the fact that they're making all this noise and that they have a real slick website operation and they have been able to have a national conference and bring everybody over and have a big hotel conference room with projectors and, you know, 50 people seated around says that there is money behind this and they're ready to go when somebody decides that now is the time that we can start going for more aggressive moves against guns.
One of their one of the things they want is to reduce the lethality of firearms and ammunition, to reduce death and injury. my question becomes, how? Because even with the non-lethals, with certain people, like one thing that scares me half to death is the idea that I might get tased. I've had open heart surgery. I've had 2 heart attacks. I don't know what tasing does to me. I don't really care to find out, but that's a non-lethal.
Well, and if you're talking about, you know, like banning like hollow points, okay, and reducing, getting rid of the higher calibers, you know, the whole point is to stop. You know, every defense instructor, gun instructor out there will teach you to shoot to stop. Okay, they don't say shoot to kill. The object is you have a threat coming at you. You have a legitimate cause and a legitimate reason to stop the threat, and that's
right.
What you want to do. And how do you stop the threat? Well, common wisdom and experience shows us that, well, you know, if you hit them center mass, chances are that's going to be the best thing to do the trick. And if you start reducing the effectiveness of that, then why would you give the advantage to someone who, for reasons of their own, is seeking to victimize you and brutalize you and kill you? Why would you give such a maniac an advantage? You know, who's benefiting from this? And on top of that, you know, we've seen ourselves that oftentimes, you know, it's not like the movies. One round doesn't drop everybody. Sometimes, you know, guys walk away from it and they've got, you know, a full magazine emptied into them and they're still, you know, they're still attacking and they're still kicking. You know, and on top of that, it goes to this whole shoot to wound philosophy that you've heard other people say. You know, why don't they shoot him in the legs? Why don't they shoot him in the arm? Why don't they do this and that? First of all, in the heat of action, okay, good luck. That's why center mass is the key, because it presents the biggest target opportunity for you. And on top of that, it's like it goes to the old Lone Ranger, who was my childhood hero, okay? As a matter of fact, I met Clayton Moore, the actor who played the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
We were my family was staying at a motel, and he was visiting the area. He was going to do a benefit as the Lone Ranger or an appearance, and he used to say, "Tonto, I don't shoot to kill; I shoot to wound. That doesn't work in real life. And if you shoot somebody in the leg, as people, you know, sometimes say, or in the arm, you're going to be lucky if you don't hit a femoral artery or something like that, and they're going to bleed out regardless.
They still exsanguinate. Hang on for me, because we're coming up on the next break, or the first break, rather. Now, David, via his bio that is right there at the end of each story at Ammoland, is the winner of multiple journalist awards for investigating, defending the right to keep and bear arms, and a longtime gun owner's rights advocate who defiantly challenges the folly of citizen disarmament. He blogs at the War on Guns, Notes from the Resistance. He is a regularly featured contributor to Firearms News, and he occupies space on Twitter, which makes him braver than me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with writer David Kodria. Haven't had him around me for a bit, and I've been sort of in withdrawal. So let's talk a little bit about the thing that popped up. I've been actually having to go out and do radio guest shots on this one, David. The Alec Baldwin shooting, which is what I call it. That's what I call it. So what were your thoughts on this and the way the media handled it?
Well, the media is looking for excuses to blame everyone but Alec Baldwin, who has been absolutely obnoxious on the right to keep and bear arms for the rest of us. And I've even seen some ostensibly on our side who have said, well, the movie industry is different. You know, if they hand you the gun, you're an actor. You have to assume that they know what they're doing, and that, you know, you're handling a prop. And my response to that is, no, I don't agree with that, because certainly the principles that are involved in safe gun handling are such that it's not beyond anyone to be able to learn it, and to learn it rather quickly, and to practice it. You know, Bill, we have all taken new people to the range, people who have never handled a firearm before in their life, and we have all given them instructions. And one of the first things I do is when I've given the talk and I've shown the things, and then I'm finally ready to hand off the gun, I see what the person does, and I see if they break any of the rules, and I see if what they do is what I ask them to do. And if I see any problems, I immediately stop them and retrieve the gun, show them what it is that they were supposed to be doing, reinforce the safety aspects of it. And we typically go on to be able to spend several hours of good, safe fun, where you have a person who is now all of a sudden enjoying something and wanting to continue with something that they previously were either apathetic about or ignorant about, or maybe even sometimes borderline hostile about. Okay?
Right.
So there's really no excuse for handing off a gun. Particularly, one of the first things that he reportedly said was, this is all my years, this is the first time someone handed me a hot gun. Well, right then and there, you're telling the world that you know what the difference is and that you have years of experience. And of course, the guy does. You can go back through all of his movies for decades, and you can see this. And the fact that he knows it's a hot gun, that there have been you know, all kinds of reports like they were taking the gun out to the target range earlier and all that. It's insane the amount of laxity. And when you see that this is coming from Hollywood, which is so quick to judge us, there's a certain amount of, I guess the word karma has come up before with this. You certainly don't want to, in pointing out the hypocrisy, forget the fact that, you know, a human being died as a result of this gross negligence. Baldwin, in addition to being an actor, was the producer of this movie. So, again, the buck stops here. He shares that additional responsibility for it. And let's see, there was one other. Oh, yeah. My question on this was he, you know, because I've seen some people make excuses. Well, he was probably pointing the gun at the camera for a shot like, you know, you see at the beginning of the James Bond movies where you see looking down the gun barrel and he turns and fires at the camera. And that, we don't have that established yet. And other reports have said, well, he was practicing a fast draw.
Yeah.
And he was practicing a fast draw, with a revolver. And I'm assuming if it was a period piece that it was a single action revolver, meaning that you have to, you know, cock back with your thumb before anything happens, and just for him to have that experience and to not be able to check and not be able to see and not say, you know, he wasn't aware that this was a hot gun, just to me is not credible. And again, when you add the fact that he's got decades of experience and he was the producer, if they don't come up with a manslaughter charge, I just don't get it.
I think they'll probably come up with a wrongful death lawsuit. They did not most of your first of all they were in New Mexico, so they were trying to skirt and save money. He's the producer; they're trying to save money. Second of all, most of the time with a gun on a production, you have a very strict chain of custody going on between the armorer and the assistant director and everything. Those guns are never supposed to be left anywhere where they can be unattended. Third of all, these weren't prop guns, because prop guns don't fire real bullets, and they fired a real live 45 long Colt.
Yeah, no argument. The question becomes, what are you going to do? And here you have anti-gun Hollywood wants to lecture us on common sense gun safety laws with quotations around that entire phrase.
Right.
And the biggest violators. Well, it's like you see all these politicians that end up getting in trouble, and all these anti-gun people end up getting in trouble for self-control issues. You know, remember Anthony Weiner with his taking selfies and things like that. Abedin's husband. And again, you get people that can't or won't control themselves, but they're desperate to control you and me. They're desperate to control people who don't have their moral deficiencies, okay? That's just the way it is.
What about, do you think the media has been trying to give him a pass? I mean, I watched him. Did you see that little roadside interview he did?
No, I saw a headline about it, but you know, it's like we get so busy, Bill, that a lot of stuff we just got to let go. As much as we want to wander off and chase it, you know, we're fighting deadlines and we're trying to get something else. So I saw the headline on the side of the web page and didn't have a chance to click on it.
I totally get that part. In the grand scheme of things, this is just one of these tragedies done by a guy who didn't pay enough attention to what he was doing. And I get that. So anyway, David is a very keen observer of the media. David is also the guy that broke the Fast and Furious story here in the United States. He's the first one that actually put a label to it. He and Mike Vanderbo got out there and just paid attention, listened. And then they spoke, and when they spoke, it was very, very loud. You can find these articles we're talking about on the pages at AmmoLand.com. Under all contributors, look for David Kodria. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. The target range for the federal funds rate will stay between 0.25%.
The summer surge in COVID cases from the Delta variant has held back the recovery in the sectors most adversely affected by the pandemic.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell noting supply chain disruptions and bottlenecks and told reporters that is helping to fuel higher inflation. Powell is optimistic that inflation will start turning around next year. The top House Republican is warning Democrats they may lose dozens of seats next year.
It'll be more than 70 Democrats that will be competitive. There's many that are going to lose their races based upon walking off a cliff from Nancy Pelosi pushing them.
California's Kevin McCarthy at his weekly press conference. This is USA Radio News. On Capitol Hill, moderate and progressive Democrats are still trying to find compromise on the budget reconciliation bills, with moderates hesitant to vote until the text and price tag are finalized. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew joins Fox Business and says he does not believe the bill needs to be passed at all.
That particular bill is something that I think is something that shouldn't happen, and I don't want to have anything to do with that bill because it's going to spend much too much money on many things that we don't need.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is continuing to say she will not bring the bipartisan infrastructure bill to the floor until there are enough votes to pass the budget reconciliation bill. The first coronavirus vaccine for kids as young as 5 is ready to go. Parents can start making appointments starting on Wednesday after the CDC signed off on Pfizer's vaccine Tuesday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to David Kodria, and, well, this one also slipped up on me. Apparently, the Republicans caved to gun control in legislatively. Was this something we did not expect to see happen?
First of all, I'd like to issue a caveat on that because that's not the headline I turned it in on. I've noticed I've taken a couple dings in comments for the headline, and that's not the one that I use. So they have to do considerations like SEO, search engine optimization,
right?
You know, whatever. And to let you know, I write so many of these things that unless it's right in front of me, it's not ADD and it's not senility or anything, but I just don't remember what I wrote a week ago.
Okay? I completely get that. I do.
You know?
Somebody will contact me and say, hey, this thing that you talked about the other day, what was your source? And I'll be like, I don't remember us talking about it. I'm sorry.
And the genesis of this now, as I'm looking at this, was Gun Owners of America alert that the Republicans were looking at the Violence Against Women Reauthorization Act, and that Joni Ernst, past beneficiary of NRA largesse, said that she thinks we found a potential solution running the traps on the gun provisions that are in the Violence Against Women Act. And my question was a potential supporter for or potential solution for who? And I guess what I went through was I started going through what they asked us to do, which is to contact our representatives. And I've had issue with this before as well. Not that I'm ornery and I fight with everybody, but it doesn't seem to me if you're living in California and your senator is Dianne Feinstein, or you're living in New York and it's Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, that asking them please don't support this bill that you introduced and that you want to impose on me is kind of a waste of time. And there are other and better ways to be able to approach politicians, including if your politicians are a no-go, then you ought to have alternative politicians you can write to. They don't have to be in your state. Okay, all politicians are amenable to the fact that, you know what, I donate to politicians who support my principles. I support politicians who support my principles. And to be able to contact alternates if your own people are a dead loss. But I went ahead and I was dutiful and I contacted both my senators. I sent their form letter. And one I knew was a waste because one of my senators is Sherrod Brown, who's a Democrat. Okay?
Right.
And I knew that was going to be a waste of time. My other is Senator Rob Portman. He's a Republican. Okay? I'm out in Ohio for those who don't know. And I got a boilerplate form letter back from him that basically ignored the specifics that I was writing about, and it just some staffer said, "Oh, this is about guns, so I'm going to have to let me decline this call coming in on my cell phone. My sister-in-law is trying to call me in. I'm just gonna shut this dang thing off. Sorry about that. This is the pitfalls of live radio.
Drama. Okay? It's the drama of live radio.
Exactly right. And so Portman really didn't tell me anything. And so then I started wondering, well, you know, what is it about the Republicans that you know, we're supposed to contact them on this, and all we're getting really is weasel wording and no action. Grassley then is another person who has addressed this before, and he made a statement that I found was very concerning. He said, "I believe any red flag legislation must have sufficient due process protections in place to protect constitutional rights." Okay, and I'm saying, well, you know, define sufficient due process protections, and how does that compare with being adjudicated guilty by a jury of your peers? Okay, and you remember Alice in Wonderland, Alice Through the Looking Glass? Of course you do, okay?
Yeah.
And there was this crazy Queen of Hearts, and the one saying off with their heads. And a quote from her in the book was, "Sentence first, verdict afterward." Okay? And that's essentially what we're talking about with these red flag laws, where the government can come in and it can take your gun and you haven't even been charged with anything, let alone convicted of anything. Okay? And yet it wasn't that long ago that whole sentence first, verdict afterward was seen and understood by everybody, even children, that this was madness, this was absurd, and this was tyranny. Okay? And so my piece here was kind of lamenting the fact that rather than be leaders and be able to use their bully pulpits, because they have them, okay, and we don't, unless you're somebody with a radio program, or unless you're somebody, you know, with columns that get read, you know, across the country. But even so, we have limited niche audiences. Okay,
right.
It's not like, you know, we're the New York Times or you know, you're you know, Rachel Maddow. I think you're better looking than Rachel Maddow, probably.
Thanks.
But you hear what I'm saying. These guys have bully pulpits. These guys have the ability to reach a lot of people, and it's incumbent on them, since we're giving them A grades and we're you know, listening to NRA when they tell us that they're staunch defenders of the Second Amendment. Let's see you be a leader on this. You know, I shouldn't have to write you on this bill and say, hey, this bill that's coming up is a threat, and the reason it's a threat is because of this, thus, or so. You should be telling your constituents this. If you're truly, you know, someone who understands your oath of office, if you're truly someone who believes in the Second Amendment, if you truly are a staunch supporter, I expect to see you not just responding to my pleas and not just making deals. I expect to see you out there leading. And that, unfortunately, is what we're not seeing. And we continue to elect and reelect these people. And pray to God they don't end up, you know, disappointing us and stabbing us in the backs.
I just hate that. I hate that circumstance too. The I've been lamenting that very thing here of late. I had a discussion last night where I sit around and I say to myself, all of this supply chain stuff is about to hit where it's going to hit the hardest. I think those people unfortunately elected the people they wanted that led to it, but you know, that's all beside the point. This article is at Ammoland.com, along with I don't know how many more articles that David has written. David's articles are written and reprinted and carried all over the gun culture on a regular basis. He is a very, he is a news-breaking writer. He writes things that nobody else writes. No allegiances, no allegiances, owes nobody, not afraid to step on anybody's toes should the time come.
Well, speaking of that, you know...
We're coming up on the break.
Okay.
We'll pick it up right there. Pick it up right there when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start. For beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to David Kodry, and you wanted to say what before we went to break? What were you trying to tell me?
Okay, well, we had talked earlier a little bit about Operation Fast and Furious, the gun walking operation. Was conducted under the Obama administration to send guns to Mexico, to let guns be smuggled into Mexico, ostensibly because they were trying to track them to the cartels and identify the bad guys at the other end of the trail, but they never attempted to track them, and instead what happened was that guns were found at crime scenes next to bodies, and they used that to build the meme that American guns and American gun stores and lax American gun laws, again with quotations around that, were responsible for all of the violence that was happening down in Mexico. And we, of course, you know, we know that's a load, and we know that all kinds of real military armaments come in through the southern borders and through container ships and all over the place. I mean, it's a porous border that everything flows through, and that includes real military weapons. You know, they're not getting machine guns at U.S. gun stores. However, just this little notice, because the U.S. media won't cover it, but about a week or so ago, a Mexican magazine published a story on this about how, after all these years, it's still not clear, and we still can't get our own government to tell us what they knew and when they knew it. What did the Calderon government know about it? And of course, the official story is, well, we didn't know anything about it. Okay? And that's always struck me as something that needed further exploration. Of course, we know from testimony from the hearings in the House Oversight Committee that it was, and through reporting that my colleague, the late Mike Vanderbo, and I did at the time, which is, we're talking about 2010, late 2010, 2011, 2012 time frame, that the Mexican attaché, ATF's Mexican attaché, wanted to talk to the Mexican government about it, but was overruled by the higher-ups that went all the way back to D.C., which leaves the question of why, and it also leaves the question of, well, was anybody at a higher level talking to the Mexican government? Because how can you have this operation going on? How can you have hundreds and hundreds of dead Mexicans down there? And how can you have this entire operation going on and we're not communicating with our counterparts? And that leaves one of two possibilities. Either ATF didn't inform the State Department, the Justice Department didn't inform the State Department, nobody was talking to each other. This was totally rogue, happening out of the Phoenix Field Division, which I don't believe because we've seen similar efforts sprouting out of other field divisions, okay? And if that's the case, that's a violation of international traffic in arms regulations, okay? And you don't even need to be the principal doing the smuggling. You can be the person that's arranging this and that's allowing this to happen. And there are some serious felonies that are involved, particularly when deaths are involved at the other end. And of course, the more believable scenario to me is that, in fact, State Department was in on it. State Department knew about it. And who was heading up State Department at the time? Well, that was Hillary Clinton. And, of course, you know, trying to pin anything on Hillary Clinton is an effort in futility. I joined with Kent Terry. He's the brother of slain Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. And we first filed a Freedom of Information Act request, and State Department balked at answering it, so we had to file a lawsuit. And then they just started feeding us all kinds of information that meant nothing, that didn't address what it was that we were asking, all the various questions that have still remained unanswered. And this is something, Bill, that I have been trying to find for over 10 years now, and I just found it curious and ironic that it takes Mexican journalists, and this one, the magazine is called Proceso, and it's identified as a left-wing Mexican news magazine. And I just find it absolutely amazing and ironic that a left-wing Mexican news magazine is asking questions about Fast and Furious that our own journalists on our side of the border have consistently either ignored or tried to redirect or dismissed as tinfoil hat conspiracy theories and everything else. And it just really, really just goes to show the state of journalism in this country and with the mainstream media as a whole.
So with Procesa, are they likely to get in trouble with their government for asking these questions? I mean, it's a pretty violent place to be a journalist if you're actually trying to find the truth in Mexico, isn't it?
Yeah, it's there is a certain amount of bravery that's involved if you are challenging the establishment, because you know I don't believe for a second that the government down there is independent and free of the cartels. You know, every once in a while you'll see them bust a cartel kingpin, but I'm not altogether convinced that that's because he happens to be part of a rival gang that's not been, you know, funneling money into their coffers. The whole place down there is just corrupt as hell. And, you know, I don't know. I'm sure they have their own, agenda. Okay, if they are in fact a left-wing Mexican news magazine, I'm certain they have their own agenda, and their end goals aren't going to be the same as yours and mine. But in this case, this is a case where the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right?
Right. Well, it didn't work. I mean, they essentially got away with this, haven't they?
Well, sure.
Even the pretense that they were the thing they were seeking, they even got that gun control, and now they have to report over 3 purchases on the border, right?
That's right. The Southwest Border Initiative, the 4 states where you have to report multiple purchases. That's absolutely right. They managed to get that one through, and you know I would challenge anyone to you know to show me what has actually changed. Okay, I still see stories about American guns turning up in Mexico, and they, you know, I've still seen, you know, where they say 70% of the Mexican crime guns come from the U.S., but in fact, it's not 70% of the crime guns; it's 70% of the guns that Mexico selected and cherry picked out and sent back to the U.S. for tracing, which is a very, very different thing altogether.
Yep. Because they get all that really good, serious. I mean, they probably do get American weapons after they steal them, right? Didn't we sell $155 million worth of stuff to them during the Obama administration? That I'm sure they've gotten a bunch of that.
Look, it's the border. Nobody's allowed to watch the border. okay? Everything flows across the border. People flow across the border. Drugs flow across the border. It goes both ways. You know, and you know, where they're watched, there's tunnels under them, and it's just an insane situation down there, and it's an insane situation that that there's a method to the madness, because the Democrats want this to happen, because then they grant amnesty and they have a new captive audience of people who are going to be dependent on Democrat policies. You take a look at the way that immigrants vote, and it's going to be 70-80% Democrat. I would say from an illegal population giving amnesty, it would be higher than that. Okay, and when they talk about a pathway to citizenship and this being a right of people to come here and become American citizens, and you seem to forget that you know, the whole reason we have a constitution and consent to the governed, you know, the preamble kind of defines it. My favorite line from the preamble is to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, and you certainly don't see that happening, do you?
No, you don't. We're running out of time, David. Thank you for joining me today. We need to do this more often. And this is my fault. I will be in touch with you. I'm going to become a pest, David. Just warning you.
Good. Well, I enjoyed it. Just like to say, warongguns.com is where you go. That'll get you to the stuff that I do on Ammo Land. That'll get you to the stuff that I do on Firearms News, which is a real good venue that I'm grateful to be a part of. But warongguns.com and all the blog posts for the day. So I appreciate you having me on, Bill.
Thank you, sir. Coming up next, writer and podcaster Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.